Welcome to Myths and Legends of Merry Old England, read by me, Si. For a long time I've been interested in myths and legends. I used to love reading the books in the library at school about the ghosts and the legends of England. That's probably what got me to being a medievalist and into history. And so one of the earliest places that I ever really got into, or interested me, is Bawley Rectory. Now this place is over in Suffolk and is allegedly the most haunted place in England. But there's several places that share that title. But Bawley Rectory is a very interesting story and something that I will be covering over the next few podcasts. Bawley itself, or the rectory itself, eventually burnt down. But there's been lots of stories about what the site was before the rectory was built on there, and of course the hauntings, from writings on wall to sights of monks and all sorts that have been seen there. And it's something that really has interested me. It's got a long history. It's no longer there now because, as I said, it did burn down. I can't remember when, but I will be looking back at that in a bit. But it's something that I feel that you'll really like. Moving on from there as well, we're here in the UK, been put into lockdown and to deal with this virus. I love history. Ghosts sort of go hand in hand with that, and of course myths and legends. To give you an idea, I live in Stapleford in Nottingham, and we have the Hemlock Stone. Now it's actually a stone from millions upon millions of years ago. If you go and have a look on the website, you'll find loads about it. One of the stories, and I've always liked this, is a devil sat in his chair, known as Devil's Rock for some reason. And a priory was ringing the bells and singing out in the name of God. And the devil didn't quite like this. So he got a load of stones and threw them towards the church in hopes of destroying said church. And each one of these landed in various locations, missing the church completely, surprisingly. And one of these, according to local myths, is a hemlock stone, otherwise known as one of the devil's rocks. There are other sites in Stapleford that you might find quite interesting, and one of which is called Bob's Rock. Now Bob's Rock is quite an interesting site. In Mellor's book, An Address of Young Folks of Stapleford, 1906, in The Geology of Stapleford and Sandiacre, Mr. J. Shipman says, "I know of no similar area where so much work for the field of geologist is crowded into such a small place." He shows how the rocks have been shattered and displaced by faults and pushed up and let down, as to remind one of a patchwork quilt or mosaic pavement. He then refers to the Miller's Grit. Miller's Grit itself is in the next village along, in Sandiacre, at a place called Stony Clouds. Again, another very important historical site, and again, a site bathed in history, but we'll go into that another time. So let us leave Stony Clouds and head towards Bob's Rock. Now Bob's Rock is a very interesting cave. It gets its name from the landowner from the 11th century, Robert de Hines, who owned the land and of course the rock. Now just outside of Sandiacre, down some village roads, you know, the twisty turny roads that you hope you never meet another car on, you'll find Dale Abbey, also known as Abbey of Stanley Peak. Now this is the site interior window. Now I've walked round the window many times, or as we call it, the arch. It's a rather lovely and strange place. I can't really describe the feelings. It's peaceful and tranquil. However, it's one of the sites that Henry VIII decided to get rid of when he formed the Church of England. This site itself has many ghost stories, but one of my favourites is about the monks. The monks themselves have been seen floating around the roads and areas of Dale Abbey itself. Now, quite interesting, their feet are under the ground. Now, many people, especially the young school children, ask, well, why are their feet under the ground? Well, if we were to go back to when the abbey was full of monks, the ground level was a lot lower than it is today. Now, these monks have been seen floating past people's houses and now and again inside people's properties. Just imagine going downstairs in the middle of the night for a glass of water and you come face to face with a monk. Now, from there, we head into Derbyshire. Derbyshire has some of the most haunted locations you ever want to meet, and some of the most fascinating folk stories that I could tell you. From the Nine Ladies all the way through to Haddon Hall, more glass than wall. If you saw the last Batman film, you would have seen Wollaton Hall. Wollaton Hall itself is in Nottingham, and that is where the ex-husband lived, and Haddon Hall is where the lady, or ex-lady, lived. Now, they both had a competition to see how big they could get their houses. And so each one got higher and higher, and eventually, if you look at that film, you'll see there's a dome on top of Wollaton Hall, and in there is two beams crossing it. And it is 1 inch higher than Haddon Hall, more glass than wall. And so he himself won. Now, if you were to go back into Nottingham and look at Wollaton Hall, you'll look round the outside and it looks like it could be plopped straight into Venice. It has the mooring rings and little alcoves where saints should have rested. However, these saints never got put into place because they're at the bottom of the English Channel. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to go and find them. They can stay there. Now, gentle listener, it's time for me to depart. I thank you very much for listening. Stay safe, and I'll speak to you again soon. Good night.